earth, and sky.
That's older chemistry, and we have better ways to do things now.
You're listening to chemist Karen Goldberg of the University of Washington, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Goldberg says her guiding principles are to create less waste, fewer toxins, and more energy efficiency in chemicals and fuels. She spoke with Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson about her work in green chemistry.
So how can green chemistry change the way we get energy and how we use it?
The key is that a lot of the processes that we've been working with to make our fuels and chemicals were developed and put in place sometime in the middle of last century. And we know a lot more now than we did then. And we're really facing new challenges now in terms of our environment, the sensitivity of our environment to all the waste that we've been producing, and as well as our limited petroleum resources. And it turns out that the manufacturing paths that we use to get to many of these chemicals involve numerous reactions. And for each of those reaction steps, you generate waste. The waste adds up, and the more complicated the chemical, the more waste you accumulate. So for example, when you manufacture a pharmaceutical, you can produce in that process almost 100 times the weight in waste that you do of the drug. So by green chemistry, the goal is to change the way that we make our fuels and chemicals. And the idea is we can create processes which are more energy efficient, which produce less waste, which use renewable resources, and use less harmful reagents in the reactions.
Can you just clarify what are catalysts and why are they so important?
Well, catalysts are extra chemicals that can be added in very small amounts to a reaction, and they help the reaction occur. And what's so impressive about catalysts is that they can get compounds to react with one another that never would have reacted under normal circumstances. So that with a catalyst, it's possible to do entirely new reactions that couldn't have been carried out without them.
So can you give me a couple of examples of the projects that you've been working on?
Well, a big project in our lab has been converting methane to methanol. So methane is the primary component in natural gas, and the current known reserves of natural gas really rival those of petroleum. So there's a lot of natural gas out there that we can use. And we can use this then for fuels and chemicals. The problem is that most of this gas is located in remote spots, and it's very expensive to transport a gas over a significant distance. The idea that we're working on is to convert methane to a slightly different compound that's a liquid at normal temperatures. And that way, we would be able to transport the material easily.
And so can you tell me where methane comes from? Why is there so much of it?
Methane is one of our fossil fuels. It's in the ground in lots of places, including when you pull petroleum out of the ground. There's a lot of methane that comes up there as well.
So if you were able to convert it to methanol, would we be able to use the same infrastructure that we're using now for fossil fuels?
Well, methanol could be added to gasoline the same way that ethanol could be added to gasoline. It's possible. There's been a lot of progress in creating methanol fuel cells, so that's another possibility. It can also be used to make chemicals once we can access it. And right now, even a lot of methane gas is simply escaping. So a lot of methane gas is either ignored or it's flared. All of those things will actually contribute to our greenhouse gases.
What does it take in order to convert the methane to methanol? What kind of ideas are you working on?
Well, methanol is a liquid that's very similar in its chemical structure to methane. The difference is it just has an extra oxygen atom in there. So methane is a molecule that has one carbon atom that's bound to four hydrogen atoms. And if you could break just one of those carbon-hydrogen bonds and insert an oxygen atom in, you'd actually form methanol. So that sounds pretty easy when you describe it that way, but it's actually a really difficult transformation. And it's been a holy grail in catalytic chemistry to try to do this reaction, because if we could learn how to do this reaction, then really we can improve the efficiency of making most all of our feedstocks, including using all of our feedstocks, including petroleum, and making our chemicals. The current industrial process to take methane to methanol is a multi-step process and requires a lot of energy. So in the past several decades, scientists have learned how to selectively break individual carbon-hydrogen bonds. So the idea is if we can target just that one of those carbon-hydrogen bonds and then replace that, put an oxygen in that bond, then we might be able to get directly in a low energy process from methane and oxygen directly to methanol. But the key is finding that catalyst.
So just to take the larger context, why do you think it's important that we switch from the traditional fuels we've been using, or petroleum-based chemistry, to green fuels and green chemistry?
Well, I don't think we really have a choice. You know, it's clear that the petroleum reserves that we have are running out, and our economy and our environment is facing impacts from our current energy use and chemical manufacturing. And we really need to reduce our dependence on foreign oil as well as on our greenhouse gas emissions. So we need to find alternatives. It's not really a choice. Solar energy appears to be the best long-term solution. But that's wide-scale implementation of that is decades away. So we need to be looking now, I think, to a combination of different energy sources using biofuels, natural gas, wind, and solar to get by in the meantime and decrease our dependence on oil. And then we're also going to need to find new feedstocks for everything we currently make from oil. Basically, it's not just fuels that we get from fossil fuels. So petroleum, for example, or natural gas. We get everything we use to make plastics, to make detergents, to make pharmaceuticals. All of that comes from petroleum and natural gas resources. And a lot of that chemical processing was put in place in the middle of last century. That's older chemistry, and we have better ways to do things now. And we need to do things better because we have to be more concerned about waste and about using environmentally friendly reagents.
You've been listening to Karen Goldberg, professor of chemistry at the University of Washington and director of the Center for Enabling New Technologies through Catalysis. Our thanks to the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.